We're continuing the Shir and Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph. We're up to the Roshei Prokim of Hilchos Ribbis, Halacha Hei, the subparagraph that begins with the words Vezeh Bechinas Havdola B'Moitzoi Shabbos. In our editions, it's page 384, left-hand column towards the top. Vezeh Bechinas Havdola B'Moitzoi Shabbos. Based on what we've been learning, we're going to understand the significance of making Havdalah on Moitzoy Shabbos. Vaydeze daika mamshichin kedushas Shabbos l'sheishe semeachoyel al yedei shemavdilin ben kodesh l'choyel ben yom ha'shvi l'sheishe semeamaisa. By separating, by making it clear that there's a difference between Shabbos and weekday, that's what gives us the ability to draw some of the holiness of Shabbos into the weekday. Dahainu shemavdilin bein emes shel Shabbos ubein emes shel sheishes simei ha'maisa, meaning that we make a differentiation between the level of truth of Shabbos versus the level of truth of the 6 days of the week. There's a famous statement in the Gemara that on Shabbos, even an Am Haaretz is afraid to lie. On Shabbos, there's a holiness in the world, and there's a holiness upon the Jewish people that's a light of emes, which makes it much more easy for a person to gravitate to emes and to move away from sheker. Whereas during the weekdays, it's much more natural, unfortunately, for a person to be drawn to sheker than to emes. So Rav Nosson Zal says here, we separate between the emes of Shabbos and emes Sheyes Maisa, Shehu Bechinas Havdola Ben Koidem Abriya Lachar Abriya, which is similar to the division between what was before creation, when there was only Hashem, who is pure emes, to after creation, Shenivra B'Sheyes Simei Maisa. We know the creation took place in 6 days. Ki Tekef Achar Habriya Nase Roisham al Hasheker, because as soon as Hashem went ahead and created, there was an opening for Sheker. Avul Oz Hoyadain Achra Briya Gamkein Bebchinas Emes. However, as soon as Hashem created, even the creation was still very well connected to Emes, to Hashem. Rak Afal Pikein Hoyotekif Roisham al Sheker. However, there was a beginning of a possibility, of a potential for Sheker. Hainu Bechinas Ho'emes Hasheni, meaning a second truth, a lower level of truth than Hashem himself, who is the ultimate truth. Shetzorech Birur, which requires filtering out. And from which Sheker draws its power from creation, from the beginning of creation, which was the beginning of Sheker. Bechinas, as the Gemara says, Kol Sheker Shein Boy Emes Betchilosoi will not be accepted. Any lie that doesn't start out with some kind of a truth will not be accepted at all. So Rav Nosson Zal says, look at the wording here, Betchilosoi. The Gemara says it has to start out as truth. Hainu sheyoinek mitchilas habriya shehoyo adayin emes, meaning that real sheker draws from the beginning of creation, when at that point in time, even the sheker was very much plugged into emes. It wasn't sheker. It was a tiny deviation from emes. Ach mishom nishtal shel achizel hasheker. However, from there evolved the opening for real sheker. Machmas sho emes adayin lo nizbar el amitoi, because of the fact that the emes had not yet been sorted out and had not yet been clarified to its pure truth. V'alkein ikar hatikun al yedei havdola. And that's why the main tikkun for the 6 days of the week, the main tikkun for the sheker is when we're able to separate emes from sheker, when we make havdola on Moitzoy Shabbos. Shetzrichen leida lahavdil bein emes shel Shabbos le'emes shel sheshes me'achol, whereby a Jew has to know and have the ability to make a distinction between the emes of Shabbos, which is a much higher level of emes, versus the emes of the 6 days of the week, shehu bechinas havdola ben koidem abriya l'achar abriya, which is also separating between before creation, when there was only Hashem, which is the purest truth, versus after creation, when even the goodness that Hashem put into the world is not identical to Hashem himself. It's a lower level of emes. V'ze bi'atzmoi b'chinas havdolo ben hatzade ko'emes l'shar ho'ilam. And Rav Nosson Zal says, this itself is also the difference between the true tzaddik, the tzaddik of the generation, the one who is the top, and other people. Afal pi shehem gam kein anshei emes, even though among the Jewish people, you can have other people who are also honest, sincere, religious people. Avol ho'emes shelohem tzorech zikuch adayin. However, their truth still needs improvement. It needs purifying. Ki hatzadik ho'emes hu bechinas Shabbos dekulo yoimi. Because we know that the true tzaddik is referred to in the Zohar HaKodesh and in Sifrei Chassidus as the Shabbos. The Iker HaTikun Aride Avdolah Daika, and we just learned that the main tikkun of the week, of the 7 days of the week, is when you're able to separate, when you're able to distinguish and differentiate between Shabbos versus the other 6 days of the week. They're not all the same. They're not all equal. So too, when it comes to people also, the tikkun of the world is a person's ability, recognition of the fact that all people are not the same. And there is a tzaddik emes, whose emes is on a much, much higher level than even other people who have a certain level of emes. The ikar tikkun is idea avdola, idea sheyoidin sheyesh hevdel godol beinehem, by through us realizing that there's a major difference between them, between 6 days of the week and Shabbos, between other religious Jews versus the tzaddik emes. The efshar lahasig ho emes shel hatzaddik bedaitoi rak al yedei emuna. It's impossible for us, the Jewish people, to understand the emes of the tzaddik with our intellect, with our rationale. We can only relate to it through emuna. Like the Torah says about Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayaminu b'Hashem uv'Moshe Avdoi. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that the Jewish people understood Moshe Rabbeinu. It don't say that. It says they believed in Moshe Rabbeinu. Rav Nosson, this is an incredible, incredible yesoid in Yiddishkeit and in faith in Hashem, faith in that we can't understand the thinking of the true tzaddik, of which an example is his emes. And through emuna, mischazek al yedei ho'emes sheyesh boi be'emuna shlema. Through this emuna in the tzaddik, we draw strength through the emes in which we believe completely. Sheze ikar tikun ho'emes shel kol ho'ilam. This is the main tikun of emes, of truth, of the rest of the world, lehischazek al yedei ho'emes be'emuna shlema, to strengthen ourselves with emes by true faith in Hashem and by true faith in the tzaddikim and by true faith in the Torah, meaning that we have to realize that we can't necessarily understand completely Hashem's truth and Hashem's das or Hashem's Torah or Hashem's greatest tzaddikim. We can't understand everything about them. We can't expect to understand everything about them. What we can do is we can believe in them and we can try on our level to understand as much as we can. Whatever we don't understand, no problem. We shift gears, we shift into emunah. Ki al yedei ho'emes shebelev kol echod yochoy lohovin shetzorech lehischazek be'emunah. because through the honesty that's found in each and every single person's heart, that should bring the person to the realization that he has to believe, that he has to have faith. Because it's impossible to understand and to resolve all the questions that we have about the true tzaddik, just like it's impossible for us to understand and to answer and resolve all the questions we have about Hashem. As Rabbeinu Zal discusses in Torah Nun Hei in Likutei Moran Tanina. Here, Rav Nosson Zal is making reference to something which he might discuss in this halacha, or later or he discusses in other places. We know, we're told throughout Rabbeinu Zal's Sforim, that one of the most important things in Yiddishkeit is emes. And one of the prerequisites for emes is emuna. Because a person can't understand the entire emes right away. I'll give you an example. A child, a 2-3-year-old child that doesn't know which way is up, doesn't know what's good, what's bad. A parent tells them, they see the mother cooking and making delicious spaghetti with tomato sauce, with cheese, and it smells like $1 billion, and it's the most wonderful thing in the world. And it's in this spanking clean pot, and it's got this fire underneath. And the kid is watching it, and he's smelling it, and delicious. And the kid wants to hold the fire. He wants to put his hand in the fire because the fire is what's making this unbelievably delicious spaghetti. And the parent says, don't go near the fire. That's no good for you. The kid looks at the parent, looks at the fire, looks at the parent, and says, lost it again. No good. It's delicious. It's the most greatest thing in the world. That fire is making my spaghetti. And the kid goes over and puts his hand in the fire and finds out what fire is all about. So the parent was trying to explain to the kid a piece of emes, a piece of truth, that fire is no good for you. You have to know fire is a dangerous thing. It can be positive, can be negative. Don't put your hand, you know. If the kid doesn't start out with a certain level of emuna, the kid has emes, the kid has eyes, and the parent has eyes. The parent looks and says A, the kid looks and says B. The kid says there's nothing at all wrong with that fire. That fire couldn't harm a fly. And he doesn't know until he puts his hand into it that that fly can really harm, you know. Here's an example where you have to have a certain level of emuna, of trust, before you can get to the full level of emes, understanding. So now we have a problem, because Rav Nosson Zal asks, if that's the case, if you're telling me emuna, okay, so fine. I believe that he's a tzaddik. He believes that someone else is a tzaddik. I believe that Hashem is upstairs. Someone else believes that Hashem is downstairs, that Hashem is a tree, that Hashem is a bird. If it's a matter of faith and you can't understand, you can't explain it, so who says your faith isn't? So Rav Nosson Zal says, you're right. Therefore, a prerequisite to faith is truth. So there's truth before, there's emes, emuna, and emes, meaning that in order for a person to know what to believe in, that requires a certain degree of honesty and sincerity. According to the level of honesty and sincerity that's in a person, that will guide the person to know where to put their faith, whether to put their faith in this religion or lahavdil in that religion, whether to put their faith in this tzaddik. Because again, if it's a matter of faith, you believe this, I believe that. Who says you're any more right than I? How could you even think that you're more right than I am? Prove it. Faith is something that can't be proven. The answer is, as Rav Nosson Zal said here, that al yidei ho emes shebelev kol echad, through a certain level of honesty and sincerity that each person has, that will yochel lahavin, that will give them the ability to realize shetzorich lehischazek be'emuna, that they need faith, that in order for them to get to any real level of understanding in life, whether it be in religion or lahavdil even gashmius, it's going to require trust, faith. Now, who to trust and who to believe in, whether I should trust my parents or trust the guy next door or trust the guy down the block, that's a matter where, again, each person's emes has to guide them to be able to figure out where to put their faith, where to apply their faith. V'zeh b'chinas, and this is what the pasuk says by Matan Torah, that Moshe Rabbeinu warned the Jews. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu warn the Jews not to get too close to the mountain, because if they do, pen yersu l'alos l'Hashem, if they dare cross the line and try to go up to Hashem, v'nofal mimenu amrov, they're going to die. Thousands of them are going to get wiped out. Chas v'shom. V'zeh b'chinas. So we see this concept of knowing to draw a line. That in Yiddishkeit, there's this concept of havdola, separating, keeping a respectful distance from Hashem, keeping a respectful distance from the tzaddik. We're not buddy-buddy. Kibud avim, keeping a respectful distance from parents. There are parents in today's modern society that decided to improve on things. I don't want my son calling me daddy, mommy. That's too, Joe. Joe and Jill, you know, we're on a first name basis. Parents and kids, we're all one loving family. And they don't realize that Hashem, with his infinite wisdom, taught us in the Torah that without Havdolah, without separation, all kinds of mistakes come about. So one example is the penyer, so at Matan Torah. Another example is in the Beis HaMikdash itself. In the Mishkan it says, V'zeh b'chinas v'hivdilo haporeiches lochem. Hashem said in the Mishkan, in the Beis HaMikdash, there had to be a curtain that separated between the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kodoshim. What do you mean? The whole Beis HaMikdash is holy, right? So what's the difference? You mean in the Beis HaMikdash itself we have to draw lines? The answer is yes, most definitely yes. In the Kedusha itself, already in the Beis HaMikdash, not all equal. This Balata is on a much higher level than the Balata, you know, 10 feet away. Two different worlds. You go in there, you get death penalty. You go 10 feet away and you're doing big mitzvahs. Everything wonderful. And this is also what the pasuk says, that no stranger is allowed to come close to you, approach you, referring to the differentiation between the Kohanim versus the other Jews, that at certain times there had to be a separation. A Kohen can eat truma, the Kohen's wife can eat truma, the Kohen's cat can eat truma. He can feed it to his cat. And if a Rosh Yeshiva, if an Admor, who's not a Kohen, who's a Levi, eats that same truma, he gets death penalty. Misa bidei shamayim. You know, all kinds of major things. Ki b'chol mokim shiesh kedusha yoiser, because wherever we're dealing with a higher level of kedusha, shom meir ho emes yoiser, we're also dealing with a higher level of emes. Avol ze ho emes iefsher lazor lahasik. However, that high level of emes, a regular person, a stranger, cannot necessarily understand it. V'tzorech lamoid meirochoik, therefore he has to stand at a distance, ulahamin bozeh ha'emes, and to trust, to believe in that emes. Avoloi sheyikare ve'lov l'tofsoy lasigoy, not that he should try to approach it and grab it, grab onto it, and try to understand it completely. And by keeping that separation between weekday and Shabbos, by keeping that separation between Vid Tzadik Emes, that's how a person is zocher to draw the holiness of Shabbos into the 6 days of the week. By the fact that we know to separate between, to differentiate between them. And that's also what enables us to be able to connect the creation to what was before creation, to Hashem. Which is the concept of the entire 6 days of creation. Shebohem nivra kol habriya, in which the entire creation took place. Shenichlal bekoidem habriya, whereby we plug it into what was before creation, Shehu Bechinas Shabbos, which is the concept of Shabbos, the highest level of holiness. Ki ze ikar ho'emes, kishiyodea ho'emes, she'i'efshir lahasig bedaitoi etzem ho'emes. Because Rav Nosson Zal says this is the ultimate truth. This is the highest level of honesty and truth. When a person knows, realizes the truth is that I am not on a level to understand the essence of truth completely right now. Because I have a physical body with all kinds of taivas rois and midas rois. And because I'm in an olam hasheker, because of all the impediments that a person has in this world, it's impossible for us and it's wrong for us to expect that we can possibly understand completely Hashem or the true tzaddik or the essence of emes. Therefore, that's not our mission in this world. Our mission is to try to get to a certain level of understanding, but always that the emunah should be stronger than the emes. The yira should be stronger than the chachma, like we had in Pirkei Avos this past Shabbos. The Mishnah says that a person whose chachma is stronger than his yira is like a tree with all kinds of branches on it, all kinds of leaves, but the roots are very weak. A wind comes along and topples, even the tree looks so powerful, a wind topples it over. The roots are the emunah, extremely important.